The fight over wilderness in Utah has dragged on for so long that lawyers are scrambling to gather important testimony before key witnesses pass away. The legal importance of those statements came out Thursday at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney College of Law. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Joe Bushyhead is an attorney for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance who gave an update on the legal wrangling over what are called RS-2477 roads. Some state and county leaders say these roads disqualify millions of acres of federal land from wilderness status. But conservation advocates say these 25,000 miles of trails and washes don't warrant opening up wildlands to mining and other development. State and federal courts will ultimately decide the question. Bushyhead said lawyers have taken statements from over 300 old-timers in rural Utah as part of these cases.
You know, I think the big issue really here is that we're collecting testimony that is decades old. We're collecting memories from 40, 50, 60 years ago. But this is a big effort.
The statements focus on proving or disproving that a road's been in continual use for a decade or more prior to 1976. They're part of the broader quarrel between contemporary sagebrush rebels and public lands activists that's expected to continue for decades more. A pair of men in cowboy hats stepped up to talk with the Suwa lawyer after his presentation. One was Jerry Hurst, a former Tooele County commissioner.
I think it's sad that it's come to this. Absolutely. I mean, I don't like to see litigation. That just costs a lot of money and a lot of time and, you know, on things that common sense could prevail on.
Hurst and his stepfather, Stu Pollock, said they'd given statements in road cases of the past. But those statements, they said, are worthless now in the new cases. Judy Faze, KUER News.